New Westminster Coquitlam MLA Jennifer Whiteside clobbered the competition in spending in her recent re-election bid. On January 28, Elections BC released 2024 provincial general election financial reports. The financing reports detail the finances of political parties and candidates in the October 19 provincial election, including campaign incomes and expenditures. Three candidates ran in New Westminster Coquitlam: Maureen Curran, BC Green Party; Indeli Massey, Conservative Party; and Whiteside, BC NDP. Whiteside topped the polls with 12,757 votes, followed by Massey, 6,438, and Curran, 2,380. According to Elections BC, the expense limit for individual candidates in the 2024 provincial election was $71,700.08. The newly released financial reports show that Whiteside's campaign had a total income of $60,974.38, almost all of which came in the form of transfers from the BC NDP. Of that total income, $3.70 came from interest. On the expense side of the ledger, Whiteside's campaign had expenditures of $50,506. That total included $38,961 that was subjected to campaign limits and $11,294 that was listed as not reported as election expenses. Whiteside's largest expenses were for advertising, $13,732, salaries and benefits, $11,309, office rent, utilities, insurance, maintenance, $3,797, and postage and courier, $2,395. Other expenses went to items such as professional services, conventions, workshops, meetings, and social functions, including thank you parties, office supplies, including furniture and stationery, travel, and banking fees. Whiteside, who was first elected as MLA in the New Westminster riding in the October 2020 provincial election, spent $941 on new signs and $2,947 on reused signs. Other advertising expenses included $4,662 for printed newspapers and periodicals, $3,084 for promotional materials, and $1,998 for radio and podcasts. In addition to Safeway and Save on Foods, Whiteside's campaign purchased items for social functions, thank you parties from local eateries, including Royal Crown Pizza, Burger Heaven, and the Columbia Street Sandwich Company. Whiteside's disclosure statements also showed a number of travel expenses paid to BC Ferries. At the conclusion of the election campaign, Whiteside had a balance of $10,469 in her campaign account. How much did the runners-up spend? Massey, the riding's conservative candidate, had a total campaign income of $9,336, including $6,969 in transfers from the Conservative Party of BC, $250 in a refund of the candidate's nomination deposit, and $2,227 from an election expense reimbursement. Her campaign expenditures totaled $5,586. Massey's campaign reported a variety of expenses, including $1,783 for advertising and $417 for research and data, including election surveys and polls. Her campaign also spent $1,088 on promotional materials and $695 on new signs. While Whiteside's expenses included ferry travel, Massey's expenses included a number of Uber trips and Evo costs. Massey finished her election bid with a balance of $1,632 in her campaign account. Curran's bid for election under the BC Green Party banner had a total income of $7,512, including $5,760 in transfers from the BC Green Party, $250 for the candidate's nomination deposit refund, and $1,491 for an election expense reimbursement. Curran's campaign had expenditures of $3,327. That includes $2,673 for advertising, $1,584 for promotional materials, and $1,089 for new signs. The financial disclosure statements show Curran had a balance of $2,783 in her campaign account at the end of her first election campaign. In the October 17 election, New West residents voted in three ridings: New Westminster Coquitlam, Burnaby New Westminster, and Richmond Queensborough. Future stories in the Record will highlight the financial reports of candidates in the Burnaby New Westminster and Richmond Queensborough ridings. Asterisk note: all figures from the elections BC report have been rounded.